We are going on a trip. We're going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh, I forgot my bag. We are headed to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and from there, Steubenville, because we're going to be on Pints with Aquinas with Matt Frad.
In 1830, Our Lady appeared to St. Catherine Laboure.
From the very first time that I hit record in my car so many years ago, every single video that was ever produced, every talk, every pilgrimage, every trip, every good thing that has come from this YouTube channel or any other apostolic work that I've ever done was the fruit, is the fruit, and will continue to be the fruit of praying all of the mysteries of the rosary every single day. Now, I'm going to say something that's kind of scandalous. Many of those rosaries, I did very poorly. I would sometimes just get through the prayers. But the rosary, because it's so perfect, because the ingredients are so precise, handmade, designed by the Mother of God, the Spirit of the Lord still was stirred up. I was able to hear the voice of God. And it's only been within this past year that the praying of the rosary has come alive for me by using the methods of mental prayer. I can't teach you mental prayer in this video. I have a video that I will link in the description. I flew into Pittsburgh, and somebody drove me from Pittsburgh to Steubenville, Ohio. I arrived on Sunday night. My interview with Matt on Pints with Aquinas is Monday morning. So the first thing I did after checking in was checking out Franciscan University of Steubenville. I went and I found where Jesus was in the Blessed Sacrament. They have a beautiful little chapel. It's always very touching when you encounter Christ in adoration in different churches, in different tabernacles. There's just a special grace that I feel like is given. But I was also moved by the young people there. My goodness, these young people were praying from the depths of their soul. It was very evident to me that the Holy Spirit was working on this campus.
All right, guys, this is it. Going to the interview. Thursday's outside to pick me up. Wish me well. Say a prayer for me.
Let's do it.
We're live? We are live here with Gabriel from Gabby After Hours.
Being on Pints with Aquinas was surreal and awesome. When I first walked into the studio, I greeted Matt. He's actually my height. You don't know how tall somebody is? I was like, the first thing I said, I was like, dude, you're tall. We exchanged greetings, and then I said, I just got to take a pause and soak all of this in. It was very surreal to be in a place physically that I've only seen behind a screen and seen it so often. Our interview went very well. Afterwards, you can even see we did a live stream rosary that if you haven't seen, go and pray the rosary with us. And we're both commenting on the interview that it went very well. During the rosary, all of a sudden, something changed inside of me. You might even be able to notice. When I was praying the rosary, I felt like everything was great. I was so happy, so pleased. And then all of a sudden, I felt the presence of the Virgin Mary, and I felt like she said to me, "You abandoned me." And it was like a sword went into my heart, and I was filled with a sadness because I realized she was right. Let me explain. So before our interview, like all talks that I give or all interactions that I have, I pray to Our Lady asking her to help me. Throughout the interview, I made a firm and conscious effort to recall the presence of the Virgin Mary. Every time I would look Matt in the eyes, I would then adjust my gaze slightly over his left shoulder, and I would imagine the presence of the Virgin Mary standing over him to try and keep myself recollected. So how did you abandon her if you prayed to her before and you saw her? Well, that's not the essence of holiness. The essence of holiness and the key to success and the key to having peace of soul about all of our actions is to let God lead us. Because I'm a child of Mary, I'm letting God lead me through Mary. So I did not let the Virgin Mary lead me. What do I mean by that? Before every question that Matt asked, I jumped in and answered whatever I thought was the best answer. So in other words, Gabriel showed up for the interview. Whereas I could have allowed the Virgin Mary to show up for the interview through me. If he asked a question, I could have paused and just stay one step behind the Virgin Mary and let her lead me. Our Lady wants to use me, my personality, my ideas, my charisms, my character, and she wants to use you, all of those same qualities of you. but she wants to direct where she's going to apply those gifts, those talents, and even those weaknesses, which she will bring good out of. Just pause a moment to allow her to give me some direction in which she wants me to take this. That very act of following her, uniting my will to her will, is the essence of holiness, because her will and the will of God are perfectly united. But with Mary, I have her assistance and her protection and her intercession in doing God's will. I'll have peace of soul. I will become very holy. And then thirdly, you have to grasp this. The Virgin Mary has plans. Every single issue or conflict or question or decision you need to make, she's got an input. She has a plan to bring the maximum amount of grace to save the most amount of souls, and she has an authority that was given to her by God. If you do the will of the Immaculata, if you allow her to lead you, you're far more likely to be quote unquote successful. So how do I know what is Mary's will? You simply ask her. By simply putting it before her, either turning your eyes towards her, genuinely being open to her input, you will not hear words. You're not going to have a divine revelation, but you will have a sudden understanding and a tugging on the heart about what plan you should take. That's why St. Maximilian Kolbe says we should frequently ask Our Lady what she would like and how she would like it done. In other words, we should let her lead us.
We are back at the airport. It's not even been a week, and I'm going back to Ohio. That's my mom over there. She's driving. I don't know if you can see her. Let's pray to God that I let Mary lead this time.
I was in Ohio Sunday and Monday, and in the providence of God, this has not happened to me before. On Thursday morning, I flew back to Ohio, and I spent the rest of the week there giving parish missions. So the Virgin Mary allowed me a lesson learned on one corner of Ohio and allowing for me to implement that lesson in the other corner of Ohio. It is 7 a.m. in the morning. First, we're going to Mass. I've been staying at the priest's rectory. It's awesome. The priests here are amazing. And there's the church.
In the past 2 days, I gave 8 talks. And believe it or not, it was very good for me. By the time I gave the parish mission on Saturday night, I was exhausted. The sisters that I was with even laughed at me. They said, "Gabe, you have no color in your face." I got to the point where I was so tired, I had nothing in me, that I had to beg Jesus to give the mission in me and through me and for me. "Blessed Mother, give me the ideas that you want communicated." And this is exactly what Our Lady desires, to act in her name. I have great peace of soul knowing I did everything possible to accomplish Mary's will, and I gave God the opportunity to work through me because I emptied myself of myself. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you very soon.